Amen. I see someone else coming in before we get started here. Again, I say welcome, and I'm just grateful and I'm thankful for what's going to be said here today. What I'm going to say here today is very, very precious to me. And my hope is that it'll be the same to you. Amen. Let's read that subject this morning, please. It says what? My most what? Dangerous enemy that is stealing, killing, and destroying. Let's say that again. My most dangerous enemy that is stealing, killing, and destroying. I took some time and changed that first word, and I finally came to the conclusion of the last one there. Notice, I first said, a most dangerous enemy. But that's too general. That's too broad. And I use other pronouns there. And then I settle on this one. What? My most dangerous enemy. That's personal. See, I can use them other ones and they kind of say, you know, them folks outside the building there. Or them people in China or every other place, Mexico. But now we're here today. This is personal. What is it? My most dangerous enemy. My most dangerous enemy. Oh, Lord God, have your way here today. Have your way here today. Before I show it to you, I want to read something here. Some years back, I had a great bout. I had a great trial. I came down with very severe enemy that could have taken my life. If this enemy had his course, I would not have seen some grandchildren of mine. It was awesome. That same enemy came back a few months ago, and I'm seeing doctors and things right now. But God used things for me to know what he required of me. That's one thing to know what he required, but will you say yes? And I don't mean just a mouth yes, but a heart yes. I can say so many things with my mouth that is totally distant from God. And God is saying, your remaining years on this earth is what I'm going to be dealing with you right now. I came down with this, and thank God, an institution that God opened the door for me and my wife years back. I know he did it because, number one, I didn't want to go. And number two, everything was in the way so that we would not be able to go. The time was going on. I couldn't get vacation. And the person who got the time said she ain't getting to nobody. Didn't have the money and didn't have nobody to look after children. Lady pastor said, I think the Lord wants you to go there. As a matter of fact, I know he wants you to go there. Well, you know the results. He solved all the problems. Amen. Going there with this problem, listen very carefully now. And when I went there with this problem, some of the physicians who was there saying, you got an enemy, son. You got a deadly enemy. And what is that? Let me read you something there. And we're going to see in a little bit, but he says, this enemy is anger. But now we're going to go a little bit deeper with it. Amen. Listen to this, please. Anger produces many different diseases that are related to the cardiovascular system. These include such conditions as high blood pressure, buildup arterial plaque, deep veins thrombosis, poor circulation due to blood thickening, heart thumbs, heart attacks, and even strokes. Man, that's a serious enemy. But listen, please. Many angry people deny they are angry. They will, however, admit that they are frustrated, deeply hurt, or greatly offended by certain people or situations. One mild-mannered man reported that he was taking medicine for his high blood pressure. This medication was causing damaging side effects, and his condition was growing worse. See, I can take medication, but see, if I don't deal with the enemy, the side effects from the medication, sometimes, where are we going? Are you listening to me today? This man said, you got a problem. Didn't even know it. When he was asked if he had a problem with anger, both he and his wife said no. Well, when I was there, and he was talking to me, he said, you got to have this problem, sir, or else you wouldn't have it. And he says, only God can help you with this problem. And I said, I ain't got the problem. He says, your wife here? I said, yes. He said, can I ask her? And right then and there, can my heart and soul say yeah? See, there are certain things your heart and soul know that you don't know up here. And I sit there and I kind of hesitated a little bit. I said, you know something? I know what she's going to say. In Jesus' name, yes. But in this case, both said no. But then he was asked, do you get irritated? And both exclaimed, oh, yes, all the time. So I'm asking you the same question. How many of you here today get irritated? Raise your hand. I'm definitely coming over here. How many of you get irritated? Come on. Shh. Now, I want to get your attention, please, because time is moving. He said, yes. All the time. He simply held his anger inside. His hormonal system could not distinguish between outward anger and inward frustration. Thus, he suffered the consequences of anger in his cardiovascular system. You can be open to transplant. I mean, it's serious. So what we're going to look at today is this here. What is my most serious problem? I want to hear it. Wait a minute. Let me put my glasses on so I can see all these faces in here. What is my most dangerous enemy that is stealing, killing, and destroying? What is it? Let me hear you say what? See, unless Jesus intervene in here, you can gradually start to losing your health. We can gradually start to die. We can start having kidney failure, cardiovascular disease, heart attacks, start having all of these things. Now, please listen to this, and I want to move on with this. Enemy, what? What is it? Is what? Anger what? A lot of times when we get with people this way, please follow and listen to this right now, because I'm not going to get very detailed into it, but we will get more detail in the small groups, in our small group study. But notice that. Anger without a what? Cause. Isn't that a kind of strange statement? If you're angry, you believe you got a what? That's how they're able to steal or kill us. That's why it's so dangerous. The one is anger with what? Without a cause. We're going to look at a few scripture verses here, please. Listen to what it says, please. Please read along. You have heard that it was said to the men of old, you shall not kill, and whoever kills shall be liable to and unable to escape the punishment imposed by the court. But I say unto you that everyone who continues to be angry with his brother or harbors malice, enmity of heart, what? Without cause against him shall be liable and unable to escape the punishment imposed by the court. And whosoever speaks contemptuously and insulting to his brother shall be liable to and unable to escape the punishment. Oh, by the way, did you know that when you walk around irritated, that's what you're doing? Come on. Did you know you ain't got to say a word? Just be driving on the car and let the irritation get started in you, and guess what happened? You can see the children start backing off. Let's move on. Let's read, please. Imposed by the Sanhedrin, and whoever says you empty-headed idiot shall be liable to and unable to escape the fire of hell. You know what? That's true. Because the fire of hell in my life, my heart just about gone. And they were telling me I'm going to have a heart transplant. And I'm going through all of this stuff here. Reason, listen, because I had anger without a cause. This enemy was killing me, and I didn't even know it. So he makes this statement. Read, please. So when you are offering your gift at the altar, you there remember that your brother has any grievance against you, leave your gift at the altar and go. First make peace with your brother, and then come back and present your gift. Now, that can be kind of puzzling there. Please, I need you to listen to this, because we need to keep this in the context Jesus is talking about. I come to church this morning, and I'm sitting around here, and I got something to do. And now I'm going to offer a gift on the altar, and God is saying, but you're irritated with Katrina. With Christina, it's Christina there. Oh, look at her. Hey. God says, because of that, I can't accept your gift. That cancels, that disqualifies everything you're going to do. What, Lord? Man, let me tell you something, boy. This is something when God backs you into a corner and started talking to you, and you said, God, what's wrong with me? Uh-oh. And you know the sad thing about this here? Every last one of us sitting here today have anger without cause. And we really don't know it. So let me go on a little bit here. We're going to look at this most dangerous enemy, Cain, Genesis 4. Now, I can't get all that detail with it. I can't get exposed. I'm just going to lay the foundation laid down it. Amen. Watch this very carefully. And Adam knew Eve as his wife, and she became pregnant and bore Cain. And she said, I have gotten and gained a man with the help of the Lord. And next she gave birth to his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the course of time, Cain brought to the Lord an offering of fruit of the ground. And Abel brought of the firstborn of his flock and the fat portion. And the Lord had respect and regard for Abel and his offering. How many, when you come to church, when you come to Bible study, you want to be Abel? You want to have God's response. Let me see your hand here today. Hold it up there for the Lord. Let's get this in, because see, this thing ain't changed yet. I want you to get the gist of this. But for Cain and his offering, he had no respect or regard. See, God sees something in me, and I don't care what I do. If we don't get what we talk about today, it cancels it. See, I had something inside of me. I could do all the praying. I could have all the people praying for me. I could have all this stuff doing on inside of me. But God says, there is an enemy inside you. You need to deal with it. You need to get it. Look what happened. Please, let's read this together here. So Cain was exceedingly what? Angry and indignant. And he looked sad and depressed. And the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? And why do you look sad and depressed and dejected? God asked him. In other words, Cain, you got an angry without cause. See, God helped me to understand. He says, it wasn't the case of the offering that Cain bought. It was what was in him. God said, I can't accept it. How many hearing it? Cain got anger without cause. God is dealing with him. Ain't nobody else there but God. And he's dealing with him. I'm going to start again. He says, and why do you look sad and depressed and dejected? Did you know that when you go around and that anger without cause come on, that's what you start looking like? Now, you may not be aware, but those who are around you can tell what's going on with you. Why you look so dejected and sad and went this way? No, I got to tell you right now, I don't want to hear no sermon when I leave here today. Amen. Now you say, why did you say that? Because there are so many times I can do things, be going through, be driving, and then all of a sudden it come. Now God said, I can fix your internal condition if you deal with what's killing you. If you do well, will not you be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin what? Its desires is for you, but you must master it. God said, all this stuff that you say is the problem is not the problem. You got something inside of you that Cain got called anger without cause. And it takes God to deal with that. We're sitting here right now. Boy, God did some beautiful work here. Look what happened. I'm sorry. But now we all know the story, don't we? Cain what? Slew his what? Now, two systems are there. Cain and Abel represent two systems. Listen to it, Hebrews. Prompted, actuated by faith, Abel brought God a better and more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, because of which it was testified of him that he was righteous, that he was upright and in right standing with God. And God bore witness by accepting and acknowledging his gift. And though he died, yet through the incident, he is still speaking. Wait a minute. What does he mean? There are two systems. That's the Cain system still going on. Anger without cause. And that's the Abel system. I can deliver you from it. How many here listen to what I'm saying here today? The two systems still there. That anger without cause system is still there. All these shootings. People going to prison because that anger without cause come on the scene and they do something stupid. Is God speaking to us today? Maybe a whole lot didn't come here today because they may not be ready to face this anger without cause. It can prolong your life. Amen? Two systems still here today. Now you've got to choose which one. Now, notice what God said. We all in the anger without cause system. Sometimes we don't know we that way. We just get irritated. Oh, my Lord, there are so many symptoms that let us know we got this anger without cause. How many had a chance to express some anger without cause this week? I ask the question again, how many had a chance to express anger without cause? Well, man, I see two hands going up. Amen. Now, I want to move on here. Let's watch it again. Jesus was talking, and Jesus was doing some things. In this parable here, the Bible, these Pharisees and doctors of the law was on Jesus' case. While he hang around with notorious sinners and everybody else and all this other kind of stuff. And Jesus showed something. Jesus says, what you don't know is this here. What you're talking to me with is anger without cause. What you're saying about them is actually you. And because you are Pharisees or doctor of the law, don't mean you're going to heaven. And Jesus said, that anger that I caused really got y'all bad. He said, which of you having a sheep to get lost? And you leave the 99 and go out and find the one sheep. And you come back and have a big celebration. He said, I tell you what, that's more celebration in heaven over one sinner that repent than the other 99 that's in the crib. We're trying to talk about something right now, amen? He's saying, what? There's more joy in heaven than one sinner who gets born again than all us who come to church every Sunday. Then he went on, and then he gave the parable about the lady who lost the coin. She gave up everything, went and searched it out. And God is saying, here's what you have to do to find anger without cause. And Jesus said, that's a shame. That's a shame. Look what anger without cause is doing to you, scribes and Pharisees. And then he closed with this hymn. He talks about two brothers. One did something here. Now please listen to this here. Both had anger without cause. You got two brothers and you got a father. I thank God for Irvin Lucy because I thought the father was just an everyday physical father. He says, no, the father is a parable. It's not a natural father, it's the heavenly father. If you don't see it that way, you miss the message. And he said he had two sons. One of the sons went into a far country. Now, you know what God says. God says, when God show it to you, God says, be reconciled. Get your life right with God, the Father, then come home. Come on, how many came in here today? And that younger brother did not realize that anger without a cause took him to the far country. We'd be surprised how much of the stupid stuff we do come from anger without cause. But you know, how many remember the story? He was out there and everything went broke. He ain't had nothing. And then he looked around him and nothing could help him. He was in with the hogs, getting ready to eat the hog food. Oh, but my praise. But then the Bible says he came to his senses. Anger without cause, I see you. Anger without cause, I see what you caused me to do. And he says, I have sinned against God. Father, I have sinned against you. That's why Jesus says, be reconciled first. Yes. Come on, amen. Detect that anger without cause and get right with God first. Then bring your gift to the altar. Boy, you know what? Boy, God can get you on something, you know. Can you imagine? I got to preach a sermon and got this in and didn't get out there and then try to come in and then get angry without cause. Boy, I learned something now. God said, you need to go back to that room here and get your right act right with God. And then come give the message. Yeah. And then I said, Lord, how many messages did I give with the wrong spirit? I didn't have the Holy Spirit. He says, I'm not going to tell you, son, because we have to call the emergency squad, I'll tell you. God's still working with me. Amen? Amen. Now, we all know what the story did then. He saw him, and he came, and when he came, guess what the father did? Oh, my God, in the morning. Man, don't you want to come down here and cry when you come on Sunday morning and you hear the God says, oh, yeah, you were dead, but now you're alive. You're coming on again. You have been set free from that anger without cause. Now, I'm telling you some things, man, but you probably need to come to some class to get this now. And guess what? He came. And I said, oh, my God. He said, get the fat calf. That's what Jesus was saying. Boy, he said, you don't know how. He said, heaven shouts. He said, what was going on down here is what be going on in heaven. When everyone is delivered from that what? Anger without cause. Please listen. And the Father did all of that. And they had a great celebration. Now we get to this other point here. Listen, please. But his older brother, he wasn't there now. But his older brother was in the field. And as he returned and came near the house, he heard music and dancing. And having all called one of the servants to him, he began to ask, what this mean? And he said to him, your brother has come, and your father has killed the wheat fattened calf, because he has received him back safe and well, free from anger without cause. Watch it. But the older brother was what? Angry with what? Deep-seated wrath. And resolve, I ain't going in there. It's amazing how many in the church got that same attitude. Amen. You mean to tell me Barbara Andrews on that committee? I ain't going in there. Holy Ghost told me not to go in there. You ain't no Holy Ghost. You had the angry ghost. The angry ghost without cause. Please. You're going to have to research this. I'm telling you right now. See, I don't want people to walk out here and say, ooh, good message. Thank God I'm free from anger. No. You read it very carefully. The two things are still here. The Cain system is still here, and the Abel system is still here. Hallelujah. Very few of us know about the Abel system. We're all still in the Cain system. Amen. And don't even know it. Don't even know it. Then the father came out and began to plead with him. Did you hear that? See, until we deal with anger without cause, even God the Father has a time dealing with you. But he answered his father, look, these many years have I served you, and I have never disobeyed one command. But you ain't doing nothing because you got anger without a cause. I don't know if you got hold of that. See, doing all what the older brother said is no good when there's anger without a cause and still in you. God can't accept it. Yet you never gave me so much as a little kid that I might revel and feast and be happy and make merry with my friend. But when this son of yours arrived, who has devoured your estate with immoral women, and you kill him, and you have killed for him the wheat fattened calf. And the father said to him, son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But guess what happened? It didn't do him any good when you got anger what? Without cause. Everything Jesus accomplished at Calvary is not going to do us any good because the anger without cause robs us of it. How many listen to me here today? He said, for your brother was dead and he is alive again. He was lost and he was what? See, anger without cause can be very, very deceptive. Why? Because, see, we can start doing a whole lot of stuff, but God says, what you do for me is not really much good because you got anger without cause. And he says, Pharisees, that older brothers, you all. You very religious. You got all of this stuff. That's why it's not working. And your anger without cause is revealing you in your neighbor out there. You think you're righteous, and therefore you think these so-called sinners is bad, but let me tell you one thing. Your anger is worse than what you're doing. Did you know they had a scene up in Virginia where a man worked for some government agencies, and anyway, he was separated from his job, went back to the job and killed, I don't know, 10, 12 people. And a lot of people blowed away. I never saw him doing that. Jesus says, until you deal with this here, you don't know how dangerous you are. Because the Holy Spirit is not your God, lay leader. Anger without cause is your Holy Ghost. Well, I don't know. Well, excuse me, Lord. I mean, ain't no Holy Ghost, but it's an imitation of it. And do you know what that anger with the call did? It did the same thing it did that brother. He might have been a very outgoing, very doing thing, looking good, being out there. But guess what happened? Something happened to where it came to this end. I don't deserve this. I've been on the job for the last 15 years and some idiot come in here, been here a year, and they get the position that I've been working for. I don't deserve this. Hallelujah. He didn't say that. Anger without cause said him that. And he left from there, and the whole time he was there, anger without cause kept telling him, you don't deserve this. Them church folks talking about Jesus, and look what they did to me. I don't deserve this. How many times you said that? So what now? How many times you said that? Oh, it's okay. I don't worry about it. Everybody in here has said it. And do not realize that's anger without cause. And it's amazing how many people in prison and police problem dead at a police station. You know why? Because I said, I don't deserve this. And then you start acting crazy. We need to get into this study here, man. Anger, what? The Lord's solution. Let's go. We'll close with this. Look what he says. Strip yourself of your former nature. Put off and discard your old unrenewed self, which characterized your previous manner of life and becomes corrupt through lust and desires that springs from delusion. And be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude. Put on the new nature, the regenerated self created in God's image, Godlike in true righteousness and in holiness. Therefore, rejecting all falsity and be done with it. Let everyone express the truth with his neighbor, for we are all parts of one body and members one of another. Amen. Listen, when angry, do not sin. Do not ever let your wrath, your exasperation, your fury, or indignation last until the sun goes down. How do I tell that anger without cause? It stays there. Amen. See, that's an anger that God gives you to save you, to protect you. Amen. It is something that God gives you as a defense, like God, like to protect you with. Yeah. I was sharing with the class the scene on television where a young girl working the place, and she gets off in that late afternoon and she walks home. And you know what I mean? Home went far away. But some thugs got together and said, you know something? I hate her. We're going to rob her and we're going to rape her. But man, I understand that when the God say the angel of the Lord surround them that love him. You have to understand what he means by that one now. See, those who have been delivered from anger without cause. This was on the news. And these guys came down to her, pull out some guns with her and threatened that poor girl. I don't know, teenage girl. You know what she did? She just backed up and she cried to the Lord. Then the anger of God came on the scene. She got delivered from that anger without cause. Now she got that anger that God is talking about right now. And boy, when she did that, Chandler, oh, the glory of God came on the scene. And them guys saw something they never saw before. Boy, look at here. This was on the news. Them guys dropped everything, ran to the police station, and said, arrest us, arrest us. Woo, that's somebody. That's somebody. The police looking at you crazy. And that's all over the news. I'm telling you, they were terrified. They looked up John the man, and they wanted police guards around them in case them things coming in that they'll shoot it or do something. And God is saying, that's what I got planned for you. And that's what I want to work on, man. I got grandchildren going to school, and these people with anger without cause coming and start shooting up the place. And you know, we got all these children coming, man. You know what I mean? I want to be in a position to where we're in such a place that we can get down and we can pray. But we don't have that anger without cause. And we're building a barrier around those children. So there's them big fools coming there, then guess what's gonna happen? God's gonna say, I'm on the scene, bless me, God. Why? Because this is a church that understands them, they're dealing with anger without cause. Satan, you can't deal with a marriage. You have no access to these children. And here it is. If I want to get into that anger without cause, okay, we want to get with it, we have to understand the ministry of I want to read it for you. Listen, church, because we're so busy and we're not spending the time in groups to understand this here. Listen, Paul talked to the Corinthian church. Therefore, if any man is engrafted in Christ, the Messiah, he is a new creation, a new creature altogether. The old previous moral spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, the fresh and new has come. But all things are come from God, who through Jesus Christ reconciled himself, received us into favor, brought us into harmony with himself, and gave to us the ministry of reconciliation, that by the word and deeds we might aim to bring others into harmony with him. Say this word, please. Reconciliation. Reconciliation. Say it again. Reconciliation. That's the ministry God called us to. Reconciliation is in right relationship with God. That prodigal in the far country, he became what? Reconciled. But their older brother was there and he was not reconciled. And God says, those who get this message here is entering into the message of reconciliation. Listen to what he says. It was God personally present in Christ, reconciling and restoring the world. He was what? Reconciling and restoring the world to favor with himself, not counting up or holding against men their trespasses, but canceling them and committing to us the message of reconciliation or the restoration of favor. God wants us to get rid of this anger without cause. And the only way we're going to get that is that we have to be connected to Almighty God. And that line that connects us with Almighty God, that God's going to deal with that, is what he called reconciliation. Now, I can't get into all of this here, but once you understand, see, you're going to understand that once you get through reconciliation, he's going to deal with anger without cause. And we're talking about the community. Then he says, now, when we become a church of God, you're going to have the ministry of reconciliation. But see, I don't have it until I start getting reconciled with God. See, and I don't have an interest in being reconciled to God until I understand what my problem is. My problem is not how nice I am and how polite I can act and how friendly I can act, but the anger without cause that is in me. How many know what I'm talking about? How many know, man, you can get over here and have this keyboard smoking and walk out of here and that anger without cause can come on the scene, and guess what God just said? What you just played ain't worth nothing to me. I want to get that. I can do whatever I want to do. Look good, sound great. I can have everybody running around the place and running, but I've seen it, running up and down the pews. I've been to meetings that way. I've been to the meeting up here where people fall all the time under the power of the Holy Ghost. And I never forget it. One guy said, "That ain't no Holy Ghost." He said, "That's anger without cause knocking them out, keeping you where you at." And I questioned it. Ooh, this look exciting to me. I've seen people go down and fall under the power of the Holy Ghost, and guess what happened? They get up and go outside and cuss the children out. And there's something wrong with that. Church, I've been down there. Ooh, the Holy Ghost power. Got up, and she turned around and do something. She said, "Look here, you been there." Then later on, God says, "Only I can deliver you from that thing. All this other religious stuff ain't not going to do it. You got to spend time in communion with me, knowing that God says you got a problem in your life. I've shown you the problem in your life by the anger that you have in your life, that stealing, killing, and destroying. And you've got to commit yourself to the ministry of reconciliation." And that's the job, folks. Please listen to me, and you need to be tutored into that. And this is as far as I'm going with it. You know what I mean? God has showed the way how it has to be done. I'm sorry. And just preach the message to you, you ain't going to get it. Amen. God says, "I've got to disciple some people. Who's going to disciple others for the same thing?" Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Now my time is gone. I see Cooper standing up back yonder telling me. Amen. It's over with. Amen. Let us bow our heads, please.